Thank you, Mr. President, and special thanks to the panelists for their excellent contributions and for their important work on this issue. The United States places great importance on victim assistance. The United States understands that explosive hazards can affect the provision of and access to health and rehabilitation services in conflict areas. All partner organizations are encouraged to implement activities in a manner consistent with safety and security guidance from the responsible security agency in that country. If guidelines indicate a sufficient threat exists from the presence of explosive hazards, then medical and or rehabilitation services, especially mobile services, may be interrupted until the situation is resolved. As a donor state, the United States does not directly organize emergency first aid for the public in other countries. Our implementing partners have procedures for helping to ensure that persons injured by explosive hazards in the areas where the partners are working can access emergency first aid as available. The United States provides assistance to victims through the Leahy War Victims Fund, a U.S. cooperation and assistance program managed by the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. USAID recognizes that persons with disabilities need a wide range of assistance, which extends beyond physical rehabilitation to increase participation and inclusion. USAID supports programs that provide persons with disabilities access to quality, sustainable physical rehabilitation, peer support, sports and recreational activities, and economic opportunities that can offer an individual or family the means to generate an income. Thank you again.